Southern Indiana basketball fans are going to be happy about this one. Sam Coney joins us, getting ready for the upcoming USI basketball season. One of the newest Screaming Eagles, and this guy is a wizard with the basketball. Point guard, point god, Sam Coney joins us on the Brinker's Jewelers phone line, getting ready for his first Division I college basketball season. Sam, how are we doing?
Doing great, man. Blessed.
Congratulations on the commitment. It is one of those things that a lot of people in your area and in your realm of aspiring to play college basketball, everyone tries to get to this level. So now that you are officially a Division I college basketball player, how does that feel?
You know, it feels good. It's something I always, you know, dreamed about growing up. Something I always knew I could do once I put my mind to it. And you know, let go of all the distractions and all the things that were holding me back from being at this level. You know, I just fought every day, worked every single day. I knew it was going to come. I just didn't know when. And now it's time.
And taking the road less traveled a little bit, too, starting with D2 and then going JUCO and now here. And we'll talk about that in a moment. But you open up your recruitment again. You enter the transfer portal from junior college. And Southern Indiana ends up being your destination. Why USI?
You know, I built a pretty quick and good relationship with the coach. You know, I felt like they seen something in me that, you know, not a lot of coaches mentioned the recruiting process. You know, like, it was just like this instant connection we built, and I just really liked what they had to offer.
You know, Sam, you mentioned the word quick, and it really seemed quick from my perspective, but give us the timeline of it. I mean, I didn't realize that you were on their radar until you committed. So how quick was it from offer to commitment?
I'd say like a good 3 weeks, 3.5.
3 weeks. Okay. So give me the timeline, though, of the first encounter with whoever it was on the coaching staff that engaged you first from USI, and at the time you're at Western Texas College. So how'd this all go down?
Aldridge mentioned that, like, you know, they were tuning into games, you know, just watching my season from the start to end. And then they didn't officially contact me until, I'd say, about, like I mentioned, like 3 weeks ago.
Wow.
Coach Aldridge contacted me at first, and then, you know, the rest of the coaching staff got on board. I had a great conversation with Coach G, and it just took off from there.
Pretty cool. And, you know, the staff watching you from afar and then really trying to engage you pretty late in the process as well. So now Southern Indiana gets a true old-fashioned, old-school point guard, and the way you're able to move the basketball and your vision on the floor, it's really impressive. So I can see what Coach Aldridge, Coach Gerard, Coach Sprue, and Doug, what they saw on tape. I get it, and I know the fans are going to get it as well. But if you can, because, heck, a lot of the people listening to this interview, they've never seen you play. So describe your game, and what's USI getting in Sam Coney?
It's very fun to watch. I can say I'm very unselfish, you know. I love seeing everybody win around me, my teammates, coaches. I just love having a good time and putting on a show, you know. Get guys open. I share the ball, you know. I score when it's my time to score. That's how I was raised to play the game and how I was brought up. I feel like I was really taught to play the game the right way. You know what I'm saying? And that's like, in this generation of basketball, that's something that a lot of guys don't do. You know, everyone focused on scoring the ball and being the man. I feel like, you know, getting my teammates involved and also being able to produce when it's my turn, it's just very fun to watch.
As a pro comp, I'm seeing a little bit of Chris Paul, maybe Jason Kidd, Steve Nash in your game, just the way you move the ball and your vision. What about you? What do you think your pro comp would be?
I'd say, I mean, I did grow up, because, like, I grew up in, like, a basketball family, you know what I'm saying? I was, my dad actually had me watching the Spurs a lot when I was growing up. And, you know, it was boring to me, you know, as a kid, I wanted to watch LeBron. I wanted to watch all the stars play. But, like, the Spurs, like, you know how they played the game the right way, you know, shared the ball. Everyone was able to eat. And now I guess it just all came to a full circle.
I like it. So maybe a little bit more Tony Parker than Chris Paul, certainly a good teacher to learn from, so to speak. Again, Sam Cody, new point guard for Southern Indiana basketball, is here with us on WREF, and an opportunity for the fans to get to know one of the newest Screaming Eagles. So you mentioned a basketball family. When, where, how did your basketball journey begin?
So I had an older brother that, like, you know, loved the game of basketball, played high school basketball, played AAU, all that, you know, just watching this thing growing up, it really just inspired me. And I told myself, like, damn, I want to do that too. And my dad, he unfortunately didn't play basketball when he came to America, but when he was in Africa, he also played basketball, came over here, student of the game. Every level watches anything, any type of basketball you can name, he watches it. And he'd always just sit me down and have me watch the game. And my older sister played some basketball growing up too, and that's what it was.
So now that you're Division I, that means that you are the basketball king of the family, right? Because that's the highest level the Codys have reached. Okay, good. So you've got bragging rights at the dinner table, so to speak. So that's good. Hey, by the way, out of nothing but curiosity, where in Africa is your father from?
Sudan, South Sudan.
Gotcha. Okay. So Sam Cody, again, here on WREF, is here with us talking about his commitment to Southern Indiana basketball and an old-fashioned, old-school point guard for USI, and a really exciting player at that. So out of high school, you go Division II. And, well, again, everyone who has seen your tape, they know what you're capable of on the floor. I think a lot of people might be scratching their heads and wondering why you went D2 out of high school. So what do you think it was that made you fly under the radar?
Definitely a good experience. You know, that really affected my recruitment and, you know, players getting an extra year of eligibility and that whole thing that went on with the NCAA. Coming out of high school, I had multiple Division I offers. I was being recruited by multiple Division I schools. I just felt with my recruitment and how COVID affected it, it was just the best option for me to continue my academic and athletic career at Southern New Hampshire University.
That's interesting, because I'm doing some research before we hopped on the phone, and I thought I saw some Division I offers, Central Connecticut being one of them, but then you go with SNHU, and I just didn't know necessarily what happened there. But to be completely honest with you, anyone your age, or even around your age, or anyone, period, I don't know if anyone really is going to make that decision, step back and say, you know what, sure, I want to be D1, but I trust that the process and that it's going to happen eventually, and this is not the right time, this is not the right place, let me go D2, work on my game, maybe even JUCO later. Where does that maturity and that patience come from?
Just always loving being in the gym, you know what I'm saying? Like, I really wanted to prioritize development in that moment, you know what I'm saying? Because I knew, I had a couple conversations with some Division I coaches at the time, and they were basically telling me, you know, we have some guys coming back, you know, I don't know if you're going to get a lot of playing time, you know, I don't know how your development's going to go. And I just had to put my emotions aside, my pride aside, where I knew I should be and what I knew I can do, and just prioritize really getting right. And when my time comes, it's going to come.
So you get to Southern New Hampshire, and you're there to develop, and you have your sights set on a higher level, a level that you could have gone to out of high school, and basically going there with the promise of more playing time. But you get there, and you only play about 9 minutes a game. I'd imagine that's a little disappointing, a little frustrating for you. What was that year like? That being said, being sitting on the bench for a little bit longer, I'd imagine a lot longer than you were anticipating and hoping for in that first college basketball season.
Well, you know, I had to really realize and understand that the game of college basketball is way different from high school. You know, that transition, like, I don't want to say it was hard, but, you know, I had some learning to do, and I was around some great guys, some very, very good players. And, you know, it just happened to not be my year. I wasn't upset. I mean, I was upset at times, you know, but as I was growing and maturing, I had to realize that, like, you know, these are some experienced guys around me. The COVID and extra years, that was really didn't only affect the Division I level. It also affected the Division II level, you know. Mm-hmm. And I decided at the end of the year that, you know, I'm just going to continue to work, keep my head down. And that's when I decided I'm going to bet on myself and take myself to the junior college scene.
Sure, sure. And we'll talk about that in a second, but I'm kind of self-serving here. Got to ask you about the Dome. You got to exhibition against Syracuse in the, at the time, and it still is called the JMA Wireless Dome. It'll always be the Carrier Dome to me as a Syracuse alum, a Syracuse lifer. Hey, got a over-the-phone fist pump over the Dome. Okay, I'm only doing this for me. This has nothing to do with the interview. This is just me being me, being a Syracuse alum. So pound it on SU. So had to throw that in there about the Dome experience. But you mentioned it, Sam. Junior college is something that I'd imagine, as someone who had a Division I offer out of high school, you didn't necessarily anticipate that being your route. You get to Western Texas College. What was that like, and adapting, and like you said, betting on yourself? What did you learn in the JUCO ranks?
It's definitely a humbling experience. Like, I never thought, especially being from the East Coast and not having too many JUCOs out here, you know, taking a JUCO route and going across the country to Western Texas, and just like, you know, I had my days. But I feel like I just really had to, you know, like I said, put my head down and just work. You know, it was a ghost town, nothing at all to do. So I was just there, you know, locked in my academics, took good care of myself on and off the court, and just made sure that that vision I had for myself, that I chased it each and every single day.
You can just say it. I mean, you were bored. It sounds like you were a little bit bored at Western Texas College. I can promise that Evansville, Indiana, has a little bit more to offer. How's that?
I hope. I really hope.
Hey, speaking of off the court and what that experience was like for you, junior college, who is Sam Cody off the court? I mean, what do you do outside of basketball?
I mean, I'd say I love to eat. You know, I love to watch shows. I have friends here and there. You know, I'm really laid back guy. I'm still working on my social skills, but it's not really much. I mean, in the past couple years growing up, I was just, you know, just always chasing this dream of mine. You know what I'm saying? So like, I wasn't really outside too much. I wasn't really doing the norm for kids and young adults my age. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, I'm breaking out of my show.
Mm-hmm. No, I get it. It's kind of like me with broadcasting. I was the guy who did not necessarily go out on a Friday, Saturday night. I was just working on my craft. And as a result, I did get the label of being boring. I don't know if you've had that, but, you know, we can shake that off together. It's fine. Sam Cody, the new point guard, point god for USI basketball, is here on WREF getting ready for his first Division I season, something that he's been chasing his entire life. And now the opportunity is here. And again, an old-fashioned point guard, like I said, per 40 minutes last year at junior college, averaging more than 12 assists per game. And it really is one of those things that you don't see very often, this willingness and enthusiasm to pass. And it's something that was coveted. After your junior college ranks, you had an opportunity to go not just to USI, you had an opportunity to go to SIUE. So you're choosing between two different OVC schools. What was that choice like, that decision? You have SIUE here, who came in, from my understanding, correct me if I'm wrong, before USI, and then USI there. So ultimately, what gave USI the edge over SIUE?
I definitely say the recruitment was unmatched. You know, the love that the coaching staff at USI showed was just, we felt that connection, and I just knew immediately I had to make that decision.
And now you're at USI, and that makes all the USI fans very happy. Again, Sam Cody here on WREF getting ready for his first Division I basketball season, and will be a very, very different Southern Indiana basketball team compared to the one that we saw last year. The roster really coming together over the past week or so. Sam, for you on social media, you're on your phone, you're refreshing Twitter, I'm sure like all of us. What's it been like for you? Obviously, you're part of this recruiting wave, but what has it been like for you seeing the roster come together in what feels like a blink of an eye?
you know, very excited. I'm very excited to play with some of the guys I've seen commit recently. You know, I'm still getting familiar with their names and them. You know, we just been introduced in, like, a group chat, I'd say, like, a couple days ago. You know, seeing what some of these guys could bring to the table, I'm just very excited, man. I'm very excited.
Obviously, the coaches have a lot of faith in you and your ability. Otherwise, they wouldn't have recruited you. But one thing that it doesn't take a basketball genius to know, you look at this roster as it is right now, the guard position is extremely deep. So when you see that, I mean, it's going to be a very, very, I'd imagine, competitive position group. What comes to mind when you look at the roster as it stands and how deep the guard group is?
Practice. You know, practice is going to be a war every day, every single day. You know, that's what I love about the game of practice, the game of basketball, and this whole, like, new team that I'm coming to. You know, without practice, we won't perform in games, and I just know that we're going to be ready every game just because of the wars we're going to have at practice.
I'm sure you're going to have a lot of fun playing with a lot of different guys on this team, but gosh, I have to ask you about Jaden Schotter, because the mismatch, the physical mismatch that he presents in the Ohio Valley Conference, I don't think it can be overstated. 6'7", 240 pounds. He can play the traditional old-school bumping bodies power forward, or he can be a small ball five, although small ball only by height, not by strength, because he's going to be one of the strongest players in the Ohio Valley Conference as a passer, as a shot and space creator. When you saw Jaden Schotter commit to USI, what was your reaction?
You know, I was excited. I was very happy for the program. I was very happy for him, for our team. You know, I know he's going to do some damage in this league, and it's just going to make it easier for me as a point guard and our team to win games. You know, every time I see a mismatch, every time I see him in a position where I know he can dominate the game, it's coming to him every single time.
Is that the type of player, and believe me, you can say no and amend it at all, but is that the type of player that you as a passer flourish with? Is this really that 2+2=4 fit for USI basketball fans? Are they going to be seeing that, Cody and Schotter, that connection all year?
Most definitely. Most definitely.
So, Sam, for you, I know that it's a really exciting time and you're ramping up to campus. Now, we don't know exactly when you're getting on campus, but what does the workout regimen look like for you to get ready for this first Division I college basketball season?
You know, after playing just a long junior college season this past year, you know, I'm just really prioritizing recovery. You know, a lot of cardio, you know, putting some weight on, just making sure I'll be able for the physicality at the Division I level, you know. Getting up a lot of shots. I didn't have too well of a consistent season from behind the arc, and you know that's what I'm really prioritizing right now. So just in case I have to step off the ball at the point guard position, you know, I want to be able to step in and knock down a lot of shots from behind the arc.
Yeah, you're shooting at about a 19% clip in junior college this past year. Now, again, that wasn't necessarily your primary role and not necessarily your style of play, more of a passer than a shooter. But in the modern game in 2024, it feels like almost everyone needs to be able to shoot a little bit. So for you, what is your goal as far as a percentage? Where do you think you want to be, need to be as a shooter?
Coming from Southern New Hampshire, my freshman year, I was shooting at a 40% clip, so you know I just want to go back to that, around that range, you know what I'm saying? And I did battle with some injuries last year, so you know every time we played a game, like, I was in a very, very tough recovery process, which led to me being very inconsistent when it came to getting reps up, getting in the gym after games, because I had to recover and make sure I was ready to play in my next games, you know what I'm saying? So that really affected my jump shot in the season. So I don't want people to think that, like, you know, I can't shoot the ball or anything. But yeah, I'm coming in ready to shoot the ball.
So I'm curious, if you don't mind sharing, I mean, what did the injury situation look like for you last year at Western Texas College?
You know, I just, you know, had a really bad ankle sprain that I just never took the time to fully recover, just being young. I'm, you know, always trying to rush to get back on the court. You know, I'm good now. I'm very good now. But at the time, I just felt like I didn't really have the time to recover. So any chance I got to get back on the floor, you know, I just tried putting my big boy pants on and just rushing back.
Do you think that the ankle sprain and you playing through it and maybe not being 100% while you were playing, do you think that affected your recruitment process at all this past transfer portal cycle?
I could say a little bit, but you know, God has a plan for me, and his plan was for me to be here at USI, and I'm just grateful for where I'm at and ready to make an impact.
Ready to make an impact on a team, again, that's going to look very, very different next year. USI men's basketball getting an old-fashioned point guard in Sam Cody, pass-first guy, 12 assists per 40 minutes last year in junior college. So let's go back to USI for a second, Sam. For you, and you're going to be a big part of this team and of this rotation, what do you think the goalpost is? Where do you think the goalpost is, so to speak? The goal, the standard for USI next year. A successful season would look like what for the Screaming Eagles in 2024-2025?
Hanging up a banner. That's what it's about, man. Winning a championship. I'm really confident with this squad we're coming in with. And I just feel like, you know, if we lock in, play together, love each other, and have fun, there's nothing that's going to stop us from hanging that banner.
That's Sam Cody, 6'3" point guard for Southern Indiana basketball, and everyone is excited to see him in action. Sam, congratulations on the commitment. I know it's a massive accomplishment, something that you've been chasing your entire life, and honestly, I think the USI fans are also excited because they've been chasing a bit of a throwback player, and that's who you are. I'm excited to see it as someone who grew up in New Jersey on Jason Kidd. It could be fun. So, Sam Cody, everyone, welcome to Evansville, Indiana. Welcome to the University of Southern Indiana. Have some fun. Can't wait to see you on campus soon, and good luck.
Thank you. Love.
All right. With that, we take a step aside. You're listening to WREF.